A top five recruiting class is not that far out of reach.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Wednesday. We're ready to get after it and have some fun. Talk a little bit about this commitment yesterday that we previewed the day before. We previewed yesterday, and it actually happened yesterday. And then talk about the steps that Auburn needs to take that aren't that far out of reach to end up with that seemingly elusive as of late, top five class. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy, Ford Stokes, with Active Wealth Management. Look, if you reach out to Ford, he can give you a retirement income gap analysis. A lot of words. Basically, do you know if you have a positive income surplus or a negative income gap already set for your retirement? You can find these answers if you reach out to Ford Stokes. He can do all the work for you. Make sure you've done the work that needs to be done. Make sure you're on the right path to be able to carry that wealth to the end. Carry that wealth, help you take care of yourself through the end. Ford Stokes is the guy for you. Active Wealth Management, annuity360.net, or you can even catch him on retirementresults.com. He's the man. Tell him I sent you. Tell him War Eagle. Make a friend, have an Auburn guy take care of you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. All right, we talked about it yesterday. Auburn lands a commitment from Bryce. I said his name wrong. It's Diaz, I think is the way it's pronounced, from Maryland. A little bit of under-the-radar type kid, freakish athlete, comes in on a camp, absolutely kills it. DJ Durkin says, I got to have you. They give him an offer. He commits basically the very next day. His recruiting ranking kind of skyrockets all the way up to a four-star on Rivals. Several of the other sites get him on their radar, and I think his recruitment is only going to continue to climb. Takes all Auburn, gets basically across the board up to the number nine class, but it's really like one commit away from being able to jump several people, because there's a lot of classes that are just – there's just razor-thin margins of difference between them. So at this point in time, you know, could Auburn get into that top five range, which is what you hoped when you heard that the hiring of Hugh Freeze, you hoped that Auburn would get in that conversation of being able to land – top five classes. And I don't think Auburn is very far away from getting there. I don't think the steps that need to be taken to be able to get there are that unattainable. I don't think it's a bunch of pie in the sky. And I'm going to break down four different things that need to happen that for Auburn to get to that top five status that's eluded them since like 2016 or 14, depending on which site, recruiting site you look at. It's not that far-fetched. So the number one thing Auburn needs to do to be able to get into that top five, conversation, that top five range, is you got to retain this class. Okay. You have about 13, I believe, commitments, you got a multitude of high-ranked players already. But to be able to continue to grow, continue to push this class, you got to keep what you got. You got to keep what you got. Auburn's done a really, really 14 commits, by the way. Auburn's done a really, really good job of that since Hugh Freeze has been here. They've been able to, if you remember last year, you couldn't really point to a lot of big flips that really cost you. You feel like if you had any flips or you had some folks exit the class, it's not anybody that necessarily makes or breaks your class. And honestly, when you're looking at this class, Auburn kind of got over all the flips early. So there was a couple of flips when you had some coaching transitions. But it seems like that since they got the staff in place, they got sort of everybody together. Everybody's sort of locked in. There's really only maybe like one or two that are really even super out there and visiting that you may even worry about. You know, you got Malik Autry goes on a bunch of visits, but you know what? Kids from Opelika wants to get out and see places. He was in USC this past weekend. Everybody thinks he goes and has a great time. Everybody thinks when he goes places there, he's about to commit to them, but he never does because he seems pretty locked in with Auburn. So that's really honestly the only one you see that is just really, really flirting with a lot of different schools. And if I were him, I would be doing a lot of the same things because, man, you get 48 hours of being wined and dined, like sign me up. I'll take it. But yeah. You retain this class, these 14 commits. If you retain these guys, you feel really good about having that base to be able to sort of push forward and continue to climb up the recruiting rankings. And like I said, I don't really see a ton on this list that would really be considered a flip risk. So I feel like you're in a good spot there. So you can't have anybody to flip. Number two way that you can move up in the rankings, the number two way that you can get to that top five class, you got to have at least four flips of the guys that we've been talking about, okay? So you don't have to flip all of them. You don't have to flip all of them, but I've done these mock classes on like 247 Sports and things like that, and there's really, if you take the main guys that we've been talking about, your Julian Lewis, your KJ Lacy, your Nathaniel Marshall, your Antonio Coleman, Derek Smith. If you take all those names that have been here on visits that are committed elsewhere, really, if you can just flip four of those, if you can just flip, and it doesn't really matter which four because they're all so highly rated. Obviously, Julian Lewis is going to help you much more than a KJ Lacy, but they're all very highly rated kids, all very gettable that all have been in Auburn recently, all have given Auburn indications that, hey, it may be a 50-50 type battle for this guy. So if you can just win maybe half of those battles, just reel in four flips used to, if you had to flip four guys, that was something that was sort of, four guys and maybe a whole class, like for everybody, you typically don't see four flips, but flips are not that, especially with NIL, flips don't really seem like they're that far-fetched or that unattainable anymore. But four flips is all it really takes if it's the right four. And right now, I think obviously you're pushing hard for Juju Lewis. He's going to be here this weekend. You're going to be able to make an impression on. You just had Nathaniel Marshall, who canceled his Alabama visit, canceled other visits after the Auburn visit, and basically said, "Hey, it looks like it's Auburn and Michigan." And you got the Vontrell King Williams connection there. You just had Derek Smith. You just had Antonio Coleman in this past weekend. Both of them are going to be back for Big Cat Weekend, among others that you've been talking to. KJ Lacy, who it seems like if we really wanted, if you felt like the ship sails on Juju Lewis, you could pretty easily go push and get and flip KJ Lacy from Texas. So four flips. That's really the only amount of flips that you really need, and there's more out there that Auburn's trying to get in with. So it's not like it could only be four. If it's more than four, that even makes it even easier. So four flips, and it's not like four outlandish folks that you don't really talk to. It's people that are constantly on Auburn's campus. You're constantly talking to, and Auburn has really put a target on to be able to go ahead and try to get in this class. So retain the class, four flips. We got two more things that we're going to talk about that I think that are going to be big. But before we do, you got to give a shout out to plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON for 10% off every single order. They got some cool sounding flavors, tons of different options on this site. And if you don't like coffee, they have tea too. Get your coffee freshly roasted, freshly grounded days before it ships, not ground up in a tin can sitting on a shelf for months. Have that aroma hit you as soon as you get it out of the mailbox and ready to go. Check them out, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button for 10% off. All right, so we got retain the class. Should be easy. You've done really well in roster retention. You've done really well last year's class retention. Keep the guys you got locked in right now, especially the top end guys that really bolster your points up. Four flips. We talked about who those could be, and those aren't really that outlandish either. So the number three thing that Auburn needs to do to be able to catapult into that top five range, land the ones you lead for. Land the ones you lead for. Now, typically that doesn't necessarily carry a lot of weight. But when you talk about some of the people that Auburn, not just we theorize that we lead for, that have said specifically that Auburn leads for, if you can land those guys, you have some high caliber guys right now that Auburn feels like they're in position A with. And if you land those guys, you're going to shoot up the rankings because there are a lot of high-ranking guys. Look, you got Anquan Fagans, whose commitment date is July 29th. That is literally, the Monday after Big Cat Weekend. We don't even know who number two is at this point in time. Anquan Fagans, a top 150 guy, maybe even like a top 120 guy, four-star safety, very, very highly well thought, highly regarded, very, very talented from an Alabama high school powerhouse. You land him on the 29th, you feel like you're in a really good spot. Chad Simmons, another one of these national analysts, not a Homer site, not a Auburn site beat writer analyst, a national analyst came out and said Auburn is in the lead for Usman Chroma, the big-time four-star, high four-star running back out of Georgia. Now, look, you're going to have to fight off FSU for this kid. I think Georgia may have their backs for the class sort of set. I think Auburn's in a really good spot with Usman Chroma and maybe the leader. So you land Anquan Fagans, you land Usman Chroma, Caleb Cunningham. Caleb Cunningham is a five-star wide receiver from Mississippi. He stated publicly, Auburn's my number one. He took an official visit to Florida shortly thereafter and said, Auburn's still my leader. Florida's right behind him, but Auburn is still my leader. So just you talk just those three right there, and you're in a really good spot. Blake Woodby, if he committed right now, he would be our top-rated player in this class. Okay, and you feel like you are vastly out in front with the lead with Blake Woodby. Okay, so you're talking, if you just go out, if you start naming the guys that Auburn really is out in front with, and you go ahead and you finish and you get those guys that you're already in the lead for, again, that's not that outlandish to say that Auburn could do. If you're already in the lead, you should be able to close it out. And if Auburn is able to close out these guys, these top-rated guys, you know, are you in the lead for an Eric Winters? You're close. Even if it's a 51% lead over like a Georgia, Eric Winters, that's another guy, highly, highly rated guy that Auburn has led at times for. But if you can land these guys that you at least in some form, either from an analyst perspective thinks you lead for, or from the kid's own mouth that you lead for, if you land those guys, you're going to really shoot up the rankings. And again, this is not just naming, hey, if you land that five-star that you don't really talk to that much. This is, hey, if you land that five-star that has said publicly that you're the leader, you got a really good shot at moving up into the top five. So retain the class, four flips, doesn't matter which four of the big names that we've talked about. Land the ones you lead for. And to me, the most important one, and honestly, because of last year's results and the way that the offense looked. I think this one may be the most important one, because you can build and you can sell all the, you know, whatever. You can build the momentum. You can sell what you got to sell up until the point to that you kick the ball off. And then you got to perform. And based off the way last year went and how poor of an offensive product you put on the field, if you're going to be able to sell these top quarterbacks, you want to be able to retain the class. You want to be able to retain if you get a Caleb Cunningham on board before the season ends, before signing day, you want to be able to retain him. You got to be able to put a product on the field, man. You got to be and really, you've kind of taken all the excuses away, which excuses and reasons are two different things. You've taken the reasons of the failure and you've addressed them. Now there's really nowhere else to put it. It's on Hugh Freeze now. The offense is on Hugh Freeze's shoulders to be able to go out, throw the ball down the field, show that you can have a competent passing game, move the ball up and down the field, put points on the board, win 8 games. That's what I think Auburn needs to do, because if you can have a top 10 class at 6-7, what can you have if you can show the growth from a 8-win regular season, possibly a 9th win in a bowl game or better? What could you pull off? What type of momentum? And this is an argument that J.D. Pickell of On3 made. My goodness, if they're doing this at 6-7, what could they do at 8 games? And with the schedule release yesterday, Auburn's schedule is very, very manageable. Even one key thing, you know, one game that I'm still going to be concerned about, but becomes a lot more gettable. You go on the road to Missouri, but it's a early kickoff, so you sort of you kind of dodge, you know, that intense night game, road game experience, and you get them right after a bye week. So this schedule is very gettable. Very gettable. There's an argument. There's a clear path to 8 wins. There's an argument for 9 plus. So again, you got to be able to put a product on the field this year. You have to. You've sort of deleted the reason that you feel like you struggled last year. You've brought it all in house. You've got basically all your guys under you now. You kept your quarterback that you're going to ride with, Peyton Thorne, that you feel like has what you need to be able to execute your offense. You brought in some talented wide receivers. They're going to be young, but you do have you stole a P5 wide receiver from another school. So a P5 leading wide receiver from another school, receiving yards leader from another school. And then you got some, you know, just the continuity of everything sort of be under Hugh Freeze. Your offensive line, you feel good. Your backs, you feel good about your running backs, your tight end. You really feel pretty good about where you're at. Now you got to go do it. 8 wins plus, and then putting a good product on the field will do magical wonders for this class. Guys that are on the edge, you go light up Oklahoma. Week 5, go light up Oklahoma week 5 and see what happens. You want to talk about starting? If you can start off 5-0, you will have a fever pitch. We think the buzz right now for Auburn's high, man, let that happen. And you're talking some big time action. And the funny thing is you got 14 commits right now. You could have 20. When the season starts. Now, if you got 20 guys that you have coming to games and you're able to put a good product on, you feel really good about being able to retain those guys. So this may be the most important thing, is to be able to put a good product on the field this year. Be able to go out and make it happen this year. You don't have to go 10-2. You don't have to go 12-0. But if you can show a big improvement, especially on offense, defense, I think at times was fine last year. I think they're going to be fine. They're going to be good enough. They're going to be good enough again this year. So if you can go win 8 games, be competitive in your losses, just put a good product on the field, you're going to vastly increase your chances of having a electric recruiting class. I did the calculate the 247 sports calculator. I did a class of 25 guys, and I kind of followed these guidelines. We keep the ones we get. I picked four random flips. I did have Juju Lewis in it because I feel like Auburn's in a really good spot to land him. And ultimately, I really do think he's going to be in the, he's going to be the quarterback of this class. Landing the ones you lead for, it puts you in a top five zone. When you look at the total points and you look at how those points would have stacked up in previous year's classes, it puts you in that top five range. So I don't think it's that crazy. I don't think it's that unattainable. I'm not just listing crazy off the wall folks that have just visited Auburn in passing. We're talking about guys that Auburn's hot and heavy for, that are hot and heavy for Auburn, and they've been here multiple times, and Auburn's put a priority on them. So again, this is fun. Recruiting well and recruiting at a high level is fun, and I think Auburn has the potential to recruit at a level that they've never recruited before. And if these four things happen, you're going to see a top 3 to 5 recruiting class, and I think that's something that we'd all be extremely pumped for. I mean, it's been a minute. It's been almost 10 years since Auburn's had a class that could be talked about in this, you know, in this arena of like a top five class. So again, still got time to go. You got some big visits. This weekend's going to be big. Again, we're going to keep previewing it. We're going to keep breaking it down, who all is going to be in this weekend and what Auburn has to do to go ahead and lock some folks down. And hopefully we'll have some more. I feel like we're going to have some more commitments to talk about here soon. We just had one yesterday. Who knows what's going to happen in the near future. So I really appreciate it. You guys have a great Wednesday. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments. Let's talk about it. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm just bugging? Let me know about it. I may be sort of outlandish, off the wall here. So if you think that, let's discuss it. I don't think it's that far-fetched. And follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be here locked in every single day, getting after it. I really appreciate you guys listening. Check us out tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.